RadioMD.com. Health made easy. This is Melanie Cole's Health Radio.
In light of World AIDS Day, we're talking obviously about HIV infection and millennials. And experts are saying that millennials are at a greater risk of HIV infection than they might even realize. So what can every millennial do to help stomp out AIDS and HIV and help keep themselves protected? Well, the first thing that they can do, because we know sexually transmitted diseases are on the rise for people above the age of 40, and as people get divorced, they get back into the, you know, dating scene, then they think, I don't have to worry about that stuff, but then they're seeing more sexually transmitted infections, including HIV. So the first thing you should do is get tested for HIV. If you've never been tested, it's a easy blood test, and it's anonymous, and it's private, and so you don't have to worry about that. Go get tested. Then you know if you're clean to start with, and then you can go from there. If you're HIV negative and you want to stay that way, remember to use protection. There's so much protection on the market now, so many ways that you can keep yourself protected. And another good thing to do is if you're taking a partner, a new partner, or even someone you've been with, have them tested as well. And if it's a new partner with all of these Meetup and Tinder and one-night stand apps that there are out there, maybe stay away from those. Or if you're going to use those, condoms. Just use them as much as you possibly can, because that's going to be the way that you're going to keep yourself safe. So if you are somebody who's on one of those apps or on one of those sites and you're digging the Meetup thing and you don't want to be tied down by any big romances, then just remember to protect yourself. And if you think you might have been exposed to any sexually transmitted infection, then be sure and get yourself to the doctor and get tested. See what's going on, because that's really the only way that you'll know and break the stress for yourself. But the best way to keep yourself protected is to use condoms. So, and don't share needles. Don't do any of those things you know are the ways that stop the transmission of HIV and AIDS. So that's our very good advice for today in World AIDS Day, and we're thinking about everyone in this day and all days, really. Stay tuned, more great show coming up.